So we started over in the Western Upper Peninsula in Ironwood, then we're up in Houghton. Today we'll be in Marquette. And I'm up about bi-monthly into the Upper Peninsula, mm-hmm. and then cover a lot of the rural parts of the rest of the state. Well, primarily, we've been working on infrastructure. And when we look at what's going on in Houghton with about a $7 million sewer and water project, meeting with the Michigan Technological University to talk through some of their objectives of where they're headed. Mm-hmm. Ironwood, we're working on where they're going to be going with the ski jump, talking about what they can be doing on economic development and housing. And then here in Marquette, we'll be working on some power issues and meeting with Northern Michigan University.
USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. What is their role in these things that you're talking about? You're talking about infrastructure and power and fiber optics, all of those kinds of things, infrastructure in particular. But what is the USDA's overall role?
We have three major objectives. One is to create infrastructure. Number two is to connect America. And the president has been pushing on that very heavily. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly is the creation of jobs. And our multiple programs are designed to support local units of governments and small businesses to move those regions forward. We've got a myriad of tools.
What are some of the projects that we're talking about? Because there's a lot that's been going on that people probably don't relate to the USDA.
Right. So probably the biggest area that we've been working on in the Upper Peninsula is sewer and water. Mm-hmm. Manistee has a project. Ishpeming has a project. Houghton's got a project. Munising has a project. And then there's one potentially in the Sioux. So we've got those areas. Then we do a lot of work with not-for-profits, hospitals, trying to help with making sure rural health care is moving forward. We just finished up the Escanaba Jail. And then we also have a lot of activity going on with the municipal power authorities and cooperatives. And going back to the second Roosevelt administration, as you know, that was a big emphasis of rural development. With this current administration, that's also a large emphasis.
One of the things that the agency, the USDA, is looking at doing is helping out folks that maybe want to increase their energy efficiency in their homes, but they may need a little help with that. Right. What's the program?
Last year, we financed 67 new homes or refinanced 67 homes in Marquette County. Mm-hmm. One of the programs that we've seen sort of in the entire Upper Peninsula that is not utilized as much is our home repair program. We have several million dollars annually that goes to seniors and people that may be struggling financially to be able to get a new furnace, new windows, or upgrade sewer and water types of projects. It's a little bit of a complicated form, so it's the federal government, but we have a great team in Gladstone that can help you mm-hmm. Fill out that paperwork. It is generally designed to take a secondary position on your mortgage, but it is also gives some flexibility for people of low income. The best way to find out about this is usda.gov/Michigan or call our Gladstone office.
What is the number there that folks can
get? It's 906-426-1080 extension 4.
And that really drives home an interesting point because the bulk of homeowners, regardless of financial, mm-hmm. very unaware of things like this. Right. I mean, there's a lot of programs out there.
One of the keys that the secretary has got us working on is just being out and on the road. Mm-hmm. And so when you cover 83 counties in the state of Michigan, and actually it's hard to believe, but we do have some eligibility in Wayne County, but the primarily is north of the Knuckle. Is just working with our partners. And we're so grateful to you and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters because that team has been wonderful.
So these are loans that can help low-income families and maybe need a little help, or seniors in particular, correct. Which I'm thinking seniors that may have been living in their house for years. Correct. The furnace is 30 years old. Correct. It's still running.
It's very mature.
But very, very seasoned. very seasoned. There you go. But so these loans are there to help increase the energy efficiency, right. Maybe make it a little more affordable to live there.
Correct. And what we've seen is that as you can get a more efficient furnace or insulation, the cost of that goes down. Families have extra money in their budget.
Well, it seems like a good program for folks, especially here in our area, to give a check out. And again, the website for them to go to is
USDARD/Michigan. And then the phone number is 906-426-1080 extension 4.